Peace and blessings. Enjoy this episode. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy this. Styles P.
Let me talk where shit is. Yeah, been a minute. A lot of rappers is pussy. You can get up in them. They gangsta shit is way out of their character. Acting like predators. Niggas is just scavengers. Acting like hunters. Niggas is just gatherers. Me, I'm in the Porsche. Rocking a Submariner. Homies that are tough as Marines. That'll damage you. Me, I pick peace over violence. That's for amateurs. Violence have you missing your money. Lighting the candle up. With a preacher singing a long thread. Got you in a mix, my nigga. Breathing the wrong air. Me, I'm waiting out for the sticks. Playing a lawn chair. Steering at the wildlife. And the funny thing about it was I had a wildlife. Never ratted on a nigga, that is non-sight. But I tell you, fuck the streets, nigga, get your mind right. Want the line right? Wait until your time's right. Cause a lot of niggas, bitch, you will see it hindsight. Yeah. Cause the streets don't love a nigga. Life's a bitch, it's down to fuck another nigga.
Peace and blessings. How's everyone doing? This is DBJ. It's a Cold World Podcast. It's Taco Tuesday, second edition. Today we're going to be making an attempt to look for missing black people, men and women, throughout the Midwest. Going to mainly focus on Wisconsin, but I realize and understand that, because I know I got family in Indiana, Illinois, stuff like that, so I know, you know, there's a lot of ties, you know, because the Midwest is pretty close to each other. So I figured it'd probably be smart just to do, you know, a Midwest missing episode. Probably end up being like two parts, because I'm going to go basically Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, Minnesota, and yeah, yep, those. We'll do those states, you know what I mean, and we'll go on there, get on the laptop, and pull up missing black people from each state, you know, give some identifying information, stuff like that, see if they leave information that we can read, as far as trying to get some description and some, you know, information and stuff like that put out there. You know, that way it's people that might be listening to my podcast in Illinois or Indiana or, you know, Michigan or whatever, and they may hear something. You know, someone in Michigan may know someone in Wisconsin. Someone missing from Wisconsin might be in Michigan somewhere. You know what I mean? So you never know. You never know. So we're going to do some of that. So I'm going to get some of that information together, get all my shit together here, and I'll do a little more research, and then I'll be back. And so hopefully people will be listening to this episode whenever they get a chance. And if you do, and if you are hearing my voice, we really appreciate it. And we'll be back shortly. And enjoy the music. So we're going to start in Wisconsin, obviously, because I'm from Milwaukee. Michelle's from Milwaukee. There's a lot of missing people here from Milwaukee. Black people. We're doing men and women. You know what I mean? So that's what we're doing today. And like I said, we're going to make this a five state Midwest thing, since, you know, there's a lot of, because like I said, I got family in Indiana and all that, so you never know, could be someone listen to the podcast that lives in Indiana, and, you know, someone down here, you know, they're with someone that's missing and they're from Wisconsin, they don't know it, you know what I mean? So since we're all so close, I think it'd be smart just to, you know, find ones from each state and just put the information out there. So the first individual that we're going to discuss is Nivea Franklin. Nivea Franklin from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Her date of birth is January 1st, 2008. She's been missing since February 13th, 2024. Once again, Nivea Franklin from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Date of birth January 1st, 2008. She's been missing since February 13th, 2024. And some of the details. So on the case type, they're saying that she's in danger. So it's not like she's just, you know, maybe, you know, just didn't want to be around anyone and just decided to leave. It's not one of them things. So it says case type, in danger. So, you know what I mean? Like, age now, they're saying she would be 16 years old, went missing from the city of Milwaukee, that's the state of Wisconsin, female, black, complexion medium. They're saying she's about 5'3", 125 pounds, black hair, which is shoulder length, brown eyes. Let's see if any glasses or contact. They're saying no glasses or contacts. Once again, medium complexion, female, black, height 5'3", weight 125, hair color black, shoulder length. So they're saying her hair is shoulder length, and she has brown eyes, no glasses or contacts. Nina was last seen around 10 p.m. on Tuesday, February 13, 2024, near 11th and Atkinson in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Once again, Nivea was last seen around 10 p.m. on Tuesday, February 13, 2024, near 11th and Atkinson in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The circumstances of the disappearance, it says unknown. She was last seen wearing a navy hoodie, a gray shirt, black pants, and a white and blue Nike Jordan shoes. Once again, she was last seen wearing a navy hoodie, a gray shirt, black pants, and a white and blue Nike Jordan shoes. So she had on some white and blue Nikes, Jordans. Let's see if there's any more information on Nivea. That's all they have, but they're saying Nivea Franklin is, you know, in danger. That's what they have her case type down here. So her date of birth is January 1st, 2008. Once again, so she'd be 16 years old, you know what I mean? Like, she ain't got no business being out there, she's a minor. Missing from Milwaukee. Once again, medium complexion, 5'3", 125 pounds, black hair, which is shoulder length, brown eyes, no glasses or contacts, and she was last seen on February 13th, 2024, around 10 p.m. near 11th and Atkinson, here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And she had on a navy hoodie, a gray shirt, black pants, and white and blue Jordans. So if anyone has seen or heard anything, hit this number up. Call 877-97, B as in boy, A, M as in Mary, F, I. Once again, if you have any information on any of these individuals' profiles that I read, if you have any information on any of these missing people that I read the information on, call this number. It's going to be the same number. I'm giving you the main hotline number. It's going to be 877-97, B as in boy, A, M as in Michael, F, I. And hit that up. And you can also donate to that fund as well. I'm just, you know, saying that just because they have it on there. Not asking you to. I don't, you know, not saying I am or not either. I'm just saying, so you can donate to this fund as well. I mean, it wouldn't be a bad thing to, you know, Black and Missing Foundation, because that's what I'm reading this off of. This is the Black and Missing Foundation website. You know what I mean? So may not be a bad thing to send them a donation. So once again, that number is 877-97, B as in boy, A, M as in Michael, FI. That's the number for all these cases that I read. This is the main hotline. And this is the Black and Missing Foundation website. So you can go on, you know, if you guys get time and you're interested, go on there and see if you can help find some missing people as well. You know, in your state, other states, you know what I mean? So the next person we're going to do is Jesse Griffin Sebaliba. Jesse Griffin Sebaliba. Missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Date of birth 8/12/2006. Missing since April 24th of 2007. So they've been missing close to 17 years now. That don't even make no sense. That don't even sound right. Jesse Griffin Sebaliba. Missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Date of birth 8/12/2006. Missing since April 24th of 2007. I'm going to read some details. Another case type they have endangered. So, you know what I mean? So, this individual they fear is in danger. So, once again, date of birth 8/12/2006. They're saying this person would be 17 years old now because they've been missing since 2007. So, that is 17 years ago. So, age 17 now, missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, male, Black, medium complexion, height, they're having, you know, 1 foot, and they have the weight 25 pounds. Once again, height 1 foot, weight 25 pounds, Black hair, which is short. They're saying they got their hair cut short, brown eyes, no contacts or glasses. Once again, 1 foot tall, 25 pounds, Black hair, short, brown eyes, no glasses or contacts. Jesse was last seen on April 24, 2007. He may be in need of medical attention. They're saying Jesse was last seen on April 24, 2007, and they're saying he may be in need of medical attention. And all the circumstances, you know, are unknown. They don't know what he was wearing. So none of that stuff, right? So once again, if anyone has seen or heard anything about Jesse M. is in Michael Griffin Sebaliba, he would be age 17 now, and he's been missing from up here in Milwaukee. Black, medium complexion, about 25 pounds, 1 foot tall, Black hair, brown eyes. And he was last seen on April 24th, 2007, that's 17 years ago, and he's in need of medical attention. So once again, if you have any information, hit that number up that I gave. I'll read it one more time. 877-97, B as in boy, A, M as in Michael, FI. And that's the Black and Missing Foundation Incorporated here. And this is their website, and this is where I'm reading the information on. So we're going to get to the next case. Lashiki Hill, missing from Racine, Wisconsin, date of birth March 27, 1977. Lashiki Hill is missing from Racine, Wisconsin. Her date of birth is 3/27/1977. Come on, y'all. Let's help find her. I actually heard this story on the radio a few times. And she's still missing, obviously, because I'm reading it. So, yeah, let's help find her. Lashiki Hill from Racine, Wisconsin. Date of birth 3/27/1977. We'll get to the details here. Case type, they have other. So, I don't, you know. Someone's missing, they're missing. It's like, go find them. Like, all them damn code words. I hate that. She's missing. Date of birth, 3/27/1977. Age now, She would be 47 years old. So she's been missing since March 25th, 2023, y'all. She'd be 47 years old. Baby, didn't we hear her mother? Yes. Wasn't her mother on the radio? And yes. She was, yeah, her mother is not doing well about this shit. She is very pat. I could hear it in her voice how much she was hurt. I'm saying it was just like, so we're going to help. Yeah, I thought it sounded familiar because I remember listening to it on the radio a couple times. So, yeah, sorry, but yeah. So, Miss Lashiki A. Hill again, missing since March 25th, 2023, from Racine, Wisconsin. Black female, medium complexion. They're saying she is about 5'1" and 168 pounds, black hair. And they're saying her hair is short, brown eyes, no contacts or glasses. Once again, female, black, medium complexion, about 5'1", 168 pounds, with short black hair, brown eyes, no contacts or lenses. Location she was last seen was at 1031 Dr. MLK Drive. Once again, the last time anyone has seen or heard from her was at 1031 Dr. MLK Drive here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yep, says Lashiki was last seen at 1031 Dr. Martin Luther King Drive. Lashiki got picked, these are the circumstances that they have on the website, so I'm going to read them. Lashiki got picked up from her residence around 10 p.m. I remember reading this. Baby, didn't we read this one? Yeah, we did this on one of our other episodes. I remember the word for word. Lashiki got picked up from her residence around 10 p.m. on Sunday, March 25th, 2023, and has not been seen since. According to police, many people have been spoken to, including the male who picked her up from her residence. Lashiki remains missing. Hold on, it was, according to police, many people have been spoken to, including the male who picked her up from her residence. Lashiki remains missing. Well, I'm hoping they're sweating him. I'm not saying, you know, if he did something or not. I'm just saying, but like,
right.
Clearly, like, you need to holler at dude. Last seen wearing a long blonde wig, white pants, with, they have in parentheses, they feel like they're probably leggings. Black purse with gold rhinestones. Once again, she was last seen wearing a long blonde wig, white legging pants, and a black purse with gold rhinestones. Lashiki has piercings in both of her cheeks. She has Lil Raymond tattooed on the left side of her neck in cursive, and a tattoo of a Chinese symbol of some sort on the right side of her neck. She also has other tattoos on several other parts of her body that are unknown to me. Once again, I'm going to read that one more time. Lashiki has piercings in both of her cheeks. She has Lil Raymond tattooed on the left side of her neck in cursive, and a tattoo of a Chinese symbol of some sort on the right side of her neck. She also has other tattoos on several other body parts that are unknown to me. Our next missing person from Milwaukee is Melinda Hoskins. Melinda Hoskins, that's M as in Mary, A L-I-N is in Nancy, D-A. Melinda Hoskins, missing from Milwaukee. Date of birth, June 28th, 1953. Date of birth, June 28th, 1953. And Miss Hoskins has been missing since January 31st of 2010. Missing since January 31st of 2010. So that's been, what's that, 14 years?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Yeah, that's over a decade. Case type endangered. So they feel Miss Hoskins, is in danger. Date of birth, once again, June 28th, 1953. She's been missing for 14 fucking years, y'all. That shit sounds, man, like, yeah. Missing since January 31st, 2010. Yeah, 14 years, y'all. It's just deflating just saying the amount of the length of time that these people have been missing. So she would be 70 years old. I'm going to say is 70 years old because I'm going to speak on her in the present. You know what I mean? Right, baby? That shit. I don't like speaking on people in the past. So Miss Hoskins is 70 years old. And once again, she went missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It says case number and there's an X next to it. I don't know what that means. For anyone that may know what that means, it says case number and then it has an X, the letter X next to it, and that's it. So I don't know what that means or stands for. Maybe it's a typo or something. Obviously, female, race, black, complexion, dark, 5'6", about 165 pounds. Medium black hair, brown eyes, no glasses or contacts. Once again, Ms. Hoskins is 5'6", 165 pounds. Medium black hair, brown eyes, no glasses or contacts. She may have traveled, they're saying she may have traveled to the Chicago area to see family members, but Melinda never showed up at family members, have not seen or heard from her. So they're saying that maybe she was saying that she was going to Chicago, but it sounds like she never arrived to her destination. Is that what it sounds like, baby? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll read that again. She may have traveled to excuse me, it's the morning, I'm sorry. She may have traveled to the Chicago area to see family members, but Melinda never showed up, and family members have not seen or heard from her. Last seen wearing, Melinda could be seen wearing a long black wool coat, white hat, and black pants. Once again, Melinda could be wearing a long black wool coat, white hat, and black pants. Identifying marks or characteristics unknown. So once again, this is obviously a long time ago, but they're saying Melinda could be wearing a long black wool coat, white hat, and black pants. 5'6", 165, medium black hair, brown eyes, no glasses or contacts. And I'm gonna read the number one more time in case like somebody like jumped, you know what I mean, hopped in at a certain time or whatever. But this number that I'm reading is gonna be the number for all these cases that I'm gonna read, no matter what the state, because it's just the main hotline. And once again, this is the Black and Missing Inc. website. This is a website for black and missing people, so you know what I mean? And if you guys want to donate to them, hit that up. That'd be a good thing. So here's a number, 877-97, B as in boy, A, M as in Michael, F, I. So that will be the all-time number if you know or hear or anything, hit the number up. Wow, baby.
Hi.
Remember that case that we had actually did an episode on it. The first one about the sundown towns, about that that Namru dude that meant Wisson up there, like in the Dells area, whatever.
Yeah.
In the Mercer area, he's on this. He finally made the
crazy.
The list here. It is crazy. I just came, so I'm gonna read this. I'll just give you a quick backstory on this Namra Tesima guy. When I was looking up information for my first sundown town podcast, I came across a story out of Mercer, Wisconsin, and there's this brother up there, and he was hanging. Well, he's not from there. He's actually from another state. Don't know how he got up here, ended up coming up here. They said that he wanted to come up here and explore the native land and stuff like that and just kind of get in tune with. They said he was kind of a strange kind of fellow or whatever. Not strange, bad, but just, you know what I'm saying? And so anyways, he came up here, found his way to Mercer, Wisconsin somehow, some way, and ended up coming up missing. And if you do some digging of your own, and I have, Mercer, Wisconsin has some questionable racist history, okay? So he's still missing, and so I'm going to read the details of the story. So if interested, go hit YouTube up and find the story on Namrud. I'll pronounce his name real quick. I mean, spell it, I'm sorry. That's N as in Nancy, A, M as in Michael, R, U, D as in David. Tesima, T-E-S-S-E-M as in Michael, A. So I'm going to read the details on him. So he's missing from Mercer, Wisconsin. He ain't from there, but that's where he wound up somehow, and he's missing from there still. Date of birth, June 8th, 1977. And he's been missing since October 22nd of 2023. Yeah, missing since October 22nd of 2023. Date of birth 6/8/1977. Missing from Mercer, Wisconsin. So yeah, that story is crazy. And so here's some of the details. So now they're saying he would be about 46 years old, missing from Mercer, male, black, dark complexion. They're saying he's about 5'10", about 150 pounds. He's about my size. A little smaller. Well, he's, yeah, about around. We're close. Hair color, gray. Hair length, short. Eye color, brown. Glasses or contacts, none. Once again, male. Dark complexion, gray hair. Hair length, short. Eye color, brown. 5'10", about 160 pounds, they say. Yeah, 160, they say. 5'10", 160, gray hair, which is short, and he has brown eyes, no contacts or glasses. So location last seen. Namrud was last seen Sunday, October 22nd, on foot in the area of Maple Ridge Road in Mercer, Wisconsin, wearing blue jeans, dark colored flannel, and was not wearing shoes. Once again, Namrud was last seen Sunday, October 22nd, on foot in the area of Maple Ridge Road in Mercer, Wisconsin, wearing blue jeans, dark colored flannel, and wearing no shoes. According to authorities, Namrud may be on a spiritual journey after showing a recent interest in Native American culture and traditions. Yeah, that's what I was just saying. I remembered that part because I was wondering, like, how the fuck he ended way up here with, like, none of his family or nothing. He was last seen wearing blue jeans, dark colored flannel, and once again, he was not wearing shoes. He has a gray beard and a tattoo on his right ring finger. Once again, he has a gray beard and a tattoo on his ring finger. It doesn't say which hand, it's just ring finger. Does it matter, baby? Is it your left hand, right?
When you're
married?
So.
Yeah, when you're married, left hand, yep, so. So it'll be on his left ring finger, a tattoo. Once again, male, black, dark complexion, 5'10", 160, gray hair, brown eyes, no contacts or lenses. Once again, he was last seen on foot on October 22nd in the area of Maple Ridge Road in Mercer, Wisconsin. And he had on some blue jeans, dark colored flannel, and was not wearing shoes. And they're saying, according to authorities, Namrud might be on a spiritual journey after showing an interest in Native American culture and traditions. And he has a gray beard and tattoo on his ring finger. Yeah, that story's crazy. Y'all go, there's some stuff on YouTube about him. So go and check that out, and we're going to get to the next case. Okay, so we're going to go to the next state. Like I said, we're going to do Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, and Michigan. So we're going to go to Indiana, I'm sorry. Next state is going to be Indiana, my born state. So this first individual that we're going to try to locate, or get information out there on, is James Allen Jr. And he's missing from Merrillville, Indiana. That's M as in Michael, Errillville, Indiana. James Allen Jr., missing from Merrillville, Indiana. Date of birth, December 8th, 1989. Once again, date of birth, December 8th, 1989. And he's been missing since January 20th of 2023. That's crazy. Case type, they have his case type down as in danger, so they feel like he's in some kind of harm. James Eugene Allen Jr. Date of birth, once again, is December 8, 1989. And they're saying he will be 34 years old now. Missing from Merrillville, Indiana. Male, he's biracial, so he's an Afro-Latino. You know what I'm saying? That's the other thing that I was going to say, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be looking for black and brown people, too, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm both. I'm Mexican and black, by the way, for people that are listening. I'm black and Mexican. So I'll never shy away from none of my blood. So you know what I'm saying? So just getting that out the way, I'm going to be talking about both of mine. So that's how that's going to go. So he's biracial, complexion light, 5'8", about 170 pounds, black hair. They're saying he has short black hair, brown eyes, no contacts or glasses. Once again, This is an Afro Latino brother right here. 5'8, 170, short black hair, brown eyes. They're saying Allen was location last seen. Allen has been missing since January 20th and was last seen in Merrillville, in the Merrillville, Indiana area. Merrillville Police Department, I'm going to give their number. Merrillville Police Department, 219-769-3722, will also be assisting with this investigation. So this sounds like something might have happened to him, and they kind of think something might have happened to him. And you know what I'm saying? They're saying he was last seen wearing a yellow jacket, black pants, black shoes, and a black hoodie. Last seen wearing yellow jacket, black pants, black shoes, and a blue hoodie. Identifying marks or characteristics, they're saying he has lots of tats. He has a tattoo on his neck saying Avery. He has another one says stars on his shoulder, and a graveyard tattoo on his stomach. So once again, he has a tattoo on his neck that says Avery. He has one on his shoulder that says stars. And then he has a tattoo on his stomach that says graveyard.
Nice.
So if you have any information on this individual, call 219-769-3722. Last seen, yellow jacket, black pants, black shoes, and blue hoodie. Once again, he has lots of tattoos. One of Avery, one stars, and one of a graveyard on his stomach. The stars tattoo's on his shoulder. The tattoo on his neck says Avery. So yeah, this is a mixed dude. He's 5'8", 170. He's saying that he'd be 34 years old now, and he's missing from Merrillville, Indiana. And they feel he is endangered. So let's try to find him. Once again, 877-97-BAMFI. But I also left the number for the Merrillville popos on there, you know what I'm saying? So call them up if you need to. I hope dude's all right. All right, we're going to get on to this next one. This next person is Tyrone Bryant from he's missing from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Date of birth, January 29th, 1979. Missing from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Date of birth, January 29th, 1979. He's been missing since October 31st of 2001. Once again, this is Tyrone Bryant from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Date of birth, January 29th, 1979. He's been missing since October 31st of 2001. They have him down as endangered. For his case type, he would be 45 years old now. Missing from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Gender male, race black, complexion medium. They're saying he's, 6'1", 135 pounds. God damn, he's thin as a rail. 6'1", I'm just saying. 6'1", 135, this would be hard to fend for yourself out there like that. Black hair shape, so they're saying he has bald head, brown eyes, no glasses or contacts. Once again, 6'1", 135, shaved head, and brown eyes, and medium complexion. And he went missing from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Excuse me, I'm smoking a cigarette. And they're saying he will be 45 years of age right now. This is Tyrone Lydell Bryant. Anyone has any information on him, please hit that number up as I'm going to read the information that they have on him. Tyrone was last seen at his residence in the vicinity of the 2800 block of Lafayette Street in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Circumstance of disappearance unknown. They're saying he was possibly wearing white athletic shoes. He has a tattoo of the word troop on his upper left bicep. He has a pierced left ear and a horizontal scar on the bottom of his left elbow. Once again, Tyrone was last seen at his residence in the vicinity of the 2800 block of Lafayette Street in Fort Wayne, Indiana. They're saying he was possibly wearing white athletic shoes. And he has a tattoo of the word troop on his upper left bicep, a pierced left ear, horizontal scar on the bottom of his left elbow. So once again, if you have any information on Tyrell Lydell Bryant missing from Fort Wayne, Indiana, hit that number up that I provided. Next individual we're going to try to help find is Diamond Bynum. Diamond Bynum. Missing from Gary, Indiana. I have family in Gary, Indiana. I haven't been down there in a long ass time, but I got family in Gary and Hammond. And, date of birth, January 1st, 1994. Date of birth, January 1st, 1994. She's been missing since July 25th of 2015, so it's at about 9 years now. This is Diamond Bynum. That's B-Y, N as in Nancy, U, M as in Michael. Missing from Gary, Indiana. And she was born January 1st, 1994, and she's been missing since July 25th of 2015. So she's been missing for about 9 years now. So I am glad that I am doing this. Case type, they're saying that she's possibly disabled. It says disability endangered. So now they're saying she would be age 30. Once again, missing from Gary, Indiana. Medium complexion, 4'8", 238 pounds. Medium black hair, brown eyes, no contacts or glasses. Once again, medium complexion, female black. Height, 4'8", 238 pounds. With medium black hair, brown eyes, no glasses or contacts. Location last seen was at her home in Gary, Indiana. The circumstances, they say, as follow. Diamond went missing from her home her 2-year-old nephew, King Walker, on July 25th, 2015. So once again, Diamond went missing from her home along 2-year-old nephew, King Walker, on July 25th, 2015. And they also have a picture of her nephew as well, you know, also pictured under her picture. So if you get time, you're interested, click on there once again, you know what I mean? Diamond and King were at home with her stepfather, who was taking a nap, and when she woke up, the two were gone. Bynum has Prader-Will syndrome, a genetic condition which causes her to function on the level of a 5 to 7-year-old child. She is dependent on medication. Once again, Bynum has Prader-Will syndrome, a genetic condition which causes her to function on the level of a 5 to 7-year-old child. She is dependent on medication. And then it says, at the time of disappearance, Diamond was wearing a white top and blue jeans. Diamond's physical condition causes her to walk with a limp due to a bowel, what does that say? Oh, due to a bowed leg. What does that say, baby?
A bowed leg.
Okay. It says Diamond's physical condition causes her to walk with a bowed leg, and she will often walk with one arm in a bent position. Diamond has a very obvious dental appearance with misaligned teeth. So once again, it says Diamond's physical condition causes her to walk with a limp due to a bowed leg, and she will often walk with one arm in a bent position. Diamond has a very obvious dental appearance with misaligned teeth. So be on the lookout for Diamond Bynum, please. If you have any information, hit that number up that I provided. The next person is Davion Comanse. That is C-O-M as in Michael, A-N as in Nancy, S-E. Davion Comanse. Missing from Gary, Indiana. Date of birth, January 1st, 1999. Missing since September 23rd, 2022. Excuse me. Davion Comanse from Gary, Indiana. Missing since September 23rd of 2022. And their date of birth is January 1st, 1999. Case type endangered. They're saying that Davion would be 25 years old now. And once again, they're missing from Gary, Indiana. Male black, light complexion, 5'5", about 135 pounds. long brown hair, hazel eyes, no glasses or contacts. Once again, light skin, 5'5", about 135 pounds, long brown hair, hazel eyes, no glasses or contacts. Location last seen, it says, Davion was last known to be in the city's Glen Park section Friday night, September 23rd. According to his mother, he last spoke with a friend about 9:40 p.m. He was last seen wearing a green jacket, black pants, and black Nike shoes. Circumstances of disappearance unknown. Family and friends have searched Gary's Glen Park area a couple of times since Davion's disappearance. He was last seen wearing a green jacket, black pants, and black Nike shoes. And they're saying that he has his hair in locks. So, you know, he's got long brown hair, basically. So, long brown hair, hazel eyes, no glasses or contacts. And he's about 5'5", 135 pounds. This is Davion Comanse, missing from Gary, Indiana. And they're saying he'd be about 25 years old now. He's got long hair. So, y'all, if you have any information, hit that number up. This next individual that we're going to try to help locate is Ardora Hogan. Ardora Hogan. That's A-R-D as in David, O-R-A, Hogan. Missing from Michigan City, Indiana. Date of birth, June 16, 1972. Once again, this is Ardora Hogan. Missing from Michigan City, Indiana. Born June 16, 1972, and she has been missing since August 16, 1993. Wow, missing since August 16, 1993. That is a long ass fucking time. Adora Alethea Hogan, that's her middle name. Alethea, A-L-E-T-H-E-A. Case type endangered. Missing from Michigan City, Indiana. And this is a female, black, medium complexion. She's about 5'6", about 120 pounds. Shoulder length brown hair, brown eyes, no glasses or contacts. Once again, Adora Alethea Hogan, medium complexion, 5'6", about 120 pounds, with shoulder length brown hair, brown eyes, no glasses or contacts. And they have no other information on her. Everything is unknown. They do have, they're saying last seen wearing a t-shirt and shorts. And they're saying that she has a tattoo on her leg with no description. They're saying description not available. So they're saying she may have a tattoo on her leg, last seen wearing a t-shirt and shorts. Once again, female, black, medium, 5'6", 120. Adora Alethea Hogan. So if you have any information on her, she is missing from Michigan City, Indiana. If you have any information, hit that number up. I'll leave it one more time here. 877-97, B as in boy, A M as in Michael, F I. So hit that number up if you have any information. Okay, the last Indiana missing person we'll do for today is Marilyn McCown. Marilyn McCown from Richmond, Indiana. Missing from Richmond, Indiana. Her date of birth is January 6, 1973, and she's been missing since July 22nd of 2001. This is Marilyn McCown. She's been missing from Richmond, Indiana since July 22nd, 2001. So she's been missing for 23 damn years, y'all. That is ridiculous. So, case type endangered, involuntary. So, involuntary means that she didn't go, you know, willingly. Age now, 51 years old, from, once again, missing from Richmond, Indiana. She is a black female with light complexion, 5'2", about 115 pounds, medium brown hair, brown eyes, no glasses or contacts. Once again, she is light complexion, 5'2", 115 pounds, medium brown hair, brown eyes. Information, they're saying Marilyn, who goes by Nikki, And that's spelled N-I-Q-U-I. N-I-Q-U-I. Was last seen at a laundromat in the vicinity of the 1000 block of Southeast Street. Once again, it's saying Marilyn, who goes by Nikki, was last seen at a laundromat in the vicinity of the 1000 block of Southeast Street. Circumstances, it says, her vehicle was located on November 3rd, 2001 in an apartment complex in Dayton, Ohio, with the stereo and battery missing, the door lock being knocked in, the ignition switch tampered with, and her laundry still folded inside. They're saying she was last seen wearing hot pink and purple flowered swimsuit top with dark colored shorts. Once again, she was last seen wearing hot pink and purple flowered swimsuit top, dark colored shorts. They're saying she has a small scar on the right side of her face and a small scar over her left eye. Once again, she has a small scar on the right side of her face and a small scar on her left, over her left eye. Excuse me. So once again, Marilyn Renee McCown would be 51 years old now, and she is missing from Richmond, Indiana. Light complexion, 5'2", 115 pounds, y'all. So they're saying they last saw her at a laundromat in the vicinity of the 1000 block of Southeast Street. So for anyone listening in Indiana and you're familiar with that area or whatever, you know what I'm saying, if you know or anything, hit that number up. Let's try to find Marilyn Renee McCown. Let's get her home safe. The next individual that we're gonna do is, okay, this next state we're gonna start doing is Michigan. So far we've done Wisconsin and Indiana. So this next state that we're gonna try to locate some missing black and brown people from is Michigan, state of Michigan. So this first individual is Lakeisha Allen. Lakeisha Allen, that's L-E-K-I-S-H-A Allen. Missing from Detroit, Michigan. Date of birth, January 1st, 1978. And she has been missing since September 3rd, 2015. So she's been missing for about 9 years. Lakeisha Allen, date of birth, 1978, January 1st. And she has been missing for 9 years, since September 3rd, 2015. So we need to pull up her information here. And once again, this is the Black and Missing Foundation website. If people are interested in clicking on there and, you know what I mean, going at your own pace and, you know, looking for some of these individuals, I would appreciate it. I'm sure the Black and Missing Foundation would, and I'm sure these individuals' family and friends and loved ones would appreciate it too. So, her case type is endangered. Missing from Detroit, Michigan once again. Female, black, medium complexion, 5'7", 170 pounds. They're saying she has medium red hair, brown eyes, excuse me. Medium red hair with brown eyes. They're saying she was last seen at her brother-in-law's near Five Mile Road and 14900 block of Greenfield at 1:30 p.m. Once again, last seen by her brother-in-law near Five Mile Road and 14900 block of Greenfield at 1:30 p.m. Circumstances of disappearance is unknown. They're saying that she does suffer from bipolar and schizophrenia. She was last seen wearing a navy blue shirt and blue jeans. And they're saying that she has red hair and a ponytail and a missing index finger on her right hand. Once again, they're saying she has red hair and a ponytail and a missing index finger on her right hand. So be looking out for that. And they're saying she suffers from bipolar and schizophrenia. Once again, Lakeisha Allen, she's light-skinned, black female, red, medium hair, brown eyes. And she was last seen near Five Mile Road off of Greenfield, the 14900 900 block of Greenfield at 1:30 p.m. here in there in Detroit, Michigan. So if you have any information on Miss Allen, please hit that number up. The next individual we're going to try to locate is Erica Allmore. That's Erica Allmore, and her name is spelled E-R-I-C-K-A. Allmore, that's A-L-M as in Michael, O-R-E. Missing from Detroit, Michigan. Date of birth is January 1st, 1997. And Erica has been missing since September 14th, 2013. Last location seen. Oh, sorry. First, let me read the missing from Detroit, Michigan. Height 5'3", 160 pounds. Shoulder length, brown hair, brown eyes. Once again, medium complexion, 160 pounds, about 5'3", with shoulder length, brown hair, and brown eyes. Last seen, they're saying Erica Allmore and Mikaela Howard Green were last seen by a family member in the 16,000th block of Helen and at 7:30 a.m. Once again, Erica Allmore and Mikaela Howard Green were last seen by a family member in the 16000 block of Helen at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. They're saying she was last seen wearing black pajama shorts and a black and gray shirt. Last seen wearing black pajama shorts and a black and gray shirt. They're saying that she has brown and blonde hair. She also has a tattoo on the right side of her stomach saying DB. Once again, has brown and blonde hair, and she also has a tattoo on the right side of her stomach which says D as in David and B as in boy. So if you have any information on Erica Allmore, please hit that number up. They are saying that she is endangered, missing from Detroit, Michigan. Once again, female, black, medium complexion, 5'3", 160. And they're saying the last time, they're saying she was seen with her family member, Mikaela Howard Green, in the 16000 block of Helen at 7:30 a.m. So if you have any information, go on and hit that number up, please. This next individual missing from Michigan is Daylene Benegas. That's D as in David, E, Y, L, I, N as in Nancy, B as in boy, A, N as in Nancy, E, G as in go, A, S. And she is missing from Kalamazoo Township, Michigan. Missing from Kalamazoo Township, Michigan. Date of birth, March 3rd, 2000. Once again, her date of birth is March 3rd, 2000, and she is missing from Kalamazoo Township, Michigan. This is Daylene Benegas. And she has been missing for about 6 years now, since January 7th of 2018, y'all. Missing since January 7th of 2018. They have her down. Her case type is endangered. And her middle name is Martinez. Daylene Martinez Benegas. Missing since January 7, 2018. They're saying that she is 24 years old now. Female, Hispanic. She's Latina, not Hispanic. I can tell. They got to be better with that. She is a Latina. She is light-skinned. 5 feet, 110 pounds, shoulder length, brown hair, brown eyes. Once again, she's 5 foot tall, 110 pounds, shoulder length, brown hair, female Latina, light skin, missing from Kalamazoo Township. Let's find her, man. That's somebody's daughter, man. That's somebody's sister. That's somebody's, you know what I mean? Somebody's friend. Circumstances of disappearance. They're saying Benegas may travel to California or Louisiana. Once again, so they're saying she might be bouncing around between Cali and Louisiana, y'all. So, you know what I'm saying? Last seen wearing, they don't have a description for what she was last seen in. They do say that she has a mole under her left nostril. Once again, they're saying she has a mole under her left nostril. Daylene has a mole, and I am looking at it. Yes, she does have a mole under her left nostril. So missing, she, if you know what I'm saying, if she's out there in Cali or whatever, and you know what I'm saying, or Louisiana, and people are down there and you run into this individual, she's from Kalamazoo, missing. And she's 5 feet, 110 pounds, and I'm sure her people want to know where she is. So if anyone knows anything, hit that number up. This is the last time I'm going to read the number. 877-97-BAMFI. And once again, this is the Black and Missing Foundation website. And you can also donate to them. I don't see how that would be a bad thing. That would be a great thing to do. So go on and do that up. And we're going to get to the next person. Next individual missing from Michigan is Radija Brissett. That's R-A-D-I-J-A Brissett. That's with a B. Radija Brissett. Missing from Detroit, Michigan. Date of birth, January 1st, 2005. And she has been missing since February 12th of 2019, y'all. So she's been missing for, what's that, 5 years? Yep, about 5 years. Once again, this is Radija Brissett, and she is missing from Detroit, Michigan. For her case type, they have her down as endangered. They're saying she is 19 years old now, missing from Detroit, Michigan. Once again, female, black, with medium complexion, 4'8", about 176 pounds, with shoulder-length black hair and brown eyes. Once again, 4'8", about 176 pounds, shoulder-length black hair with brown eyes. And she is 19 years old now. Once again, this is Radija Brissett, missing from Detroit, Michigan. Location last seen, they're saying at approximately 9 p.m. in the 2020 block of Norwood Street. Once again, last seen at approximately 9 p.m. in the 20200 block of Norwood Street. They're saying the circumstances of disappearance are unknown. Brissett was last reported to be in good physical and mental condition. Well, that's good. And the last seen wearing and identifying marks, they have those marked as unknown. So the only other information here, they're saying Brissett was last reported to be in good physical and mental condition. So it sounds like she might have been in touch with somebody. But they still have her listed as missing here. Oh, and that's the other thing. I'm reading these this information as it's all, as it looks to me, it's all updated. So whoever's website, you know what I'm saying, the Black and Missing Foundation, you know, and whoever's website I read information from, make sure your shit is all updated and all that stuff like that. You know what I mean? Because that's, if anything is not updated, that is not my fault. So I'm just putting that out there right now. But as it looks, all this information is updated and live, and you know what I mean? So it looks like they're staying on top of their page. I like that. Okay, and we'll do one more from Michigan. This is Phyllis Davis. Phyllis Davis, missing from Detroit, Michigan. Date of birth, February 4th, 1958. And they have been missing since September 19th, 2005, man. So what's that, 19 years? Yep, Phyllis Davis, missing for 19 years. Date of birth is February 4th, 1958, and they are missing from Detroit, Michigan. Last location seen. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Once again, let me read the case details. So once again, she's missing from Detroit, Michigan. They're saying that she would be 66 years old now. Black female, dark complexion, 5'2", 120 pounds, medium black hair, brown eyes. Once again, 5'2", dark complexion, 120 pounds, medium black hair with brown eyes. Once in, as I said before, she is 66 years old now. And this is Phyllis Jean Davis, They're saying location last seen was at the Marathon gas station on 6 Mile and Conant. That's C-O-N as in Nancy, A-N as in Nancy T. So they're saying she was last seen at a Marathon gas station on 6 Mile and Conant Street. I hope I pronounced that right. Last seen wearing black pants with multicolored blouse and gym shoes. Saying she was last seen wearing black pants with multicolored blouse and gym shoes on. And they're saying that she has a missing tooth in the front of her mouth. Identifying marks, once again, they're saying that she has a missing tooth in the front of her mouth. And once again, she was last seen at the Marathon gas station on 6 Mile and Conant Street. 5'2", 120 pounds. And this is Phyllis Jean Davis. You guys have any info, hit that number up. And now we're going to go to the next state here. We're going to start, we'll go to Minnesota and see if we can help locate anyone missing from that state, from our neighboring state. Yeah, that's what my goal is, just to do, you know, all our neighboring states here, you know what I mean? Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, and Michigan. So this first person from the state of Minnesota that is missing that we are going to try to help locate is Corin Brown. That's with a K. That's K-O-R-A-N as in Nancy. Corin Brown. He is missing from Mankato, Minnesota. Missing from Mankato, Minnesota. Date of birth, January 1st, 2021. Damn, he went missing like right away, it sounds like. So he's been missing since March 24th of 2023. Okay, so he's been missing for about 2 years. Once again, this is Corin Brown, missing from Mankato, Minnesota. And he's been missing since March 24th of 2023. Case type endangered. Male, black, medium complexion. They're saying he's about 2'8". 2'8", 40 pounds, short black hair with brown eyes. Once again, medium complexion, 40 pounds, about 2'8", short black hair with brown eyes. And this is in Mankato, Minnesota, Corin Brown. Location last seen. So they say Corin was last seen at his residence on the 1200 block of Pohl Road in Mankato. That's spelled P-O-H-L. According to reports, Corin's father, 29-year-old Walter Brown, allegedly broke into the home, threatened to kill mother, and took child following an argument. Oh. So they're saying Corin was last seen as a residence on the 1200 block of Pohl Road in Mankato. According to reports, Corin's father, 29-year-old Walter Brown, allegedly broke into the home, threatened to kill mother, and took child following an argument. Court records show that Brown is a convicted felon with a history of violence, and authorities say there is a reason to be concerned for the welfare of him and his son. So, that's that. So, that's fucked up. Okay, this next case is Charisse Pollard. Charisse Pollard. Missing from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Date of birth, December 19th, 1972. And she's been missing since April 17th of 1992. This is Charisse Pollard, missing from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Date of birth, 12-19-72. And she's been missing since April 17th of 1992. Holy shit, she's been missing since we got done with high school and shit. God damn, man. Once again, missing from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and they're saying that she would be age 51 now. So once again, Charisse Lorraine Pollard. She is 51 years old now. Female, black, medium complexion, 5'7", 120 pounds, black, medium hair, brown eyes. Once again, medium black hair, brown eyes. About 5'7", 120 pounds. Location last seen. Charisse was last seen at her residence in the vicinity of the 600 block of East 16th Street in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Once again, Charisse was last seen at her residence in the vicinity of the 600 block of East 16th Street in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Circumstances of disappearance unknown. They are saying that she was pregnant at the time of her disappearance, though. So that's no prenatal. That's fucked up. So they're saying she was pregnant at the time of her disappearance. They're saying her hair is black with blonde streaks and is curly. Saying she has a birthmark on her knee, pierced ears, and previously has a fractured wrist. So once again, they're saying she has black hair with blonde streaks and is curly, a birthmark on her knee, pierced ears, and previously had a fractured wrist. So if you have any information on Charisse Lorraine Pollard, hit that number up. She would be 51 years old at this point. The next person from Minnesota that we're going to try to help find is Ellie Reagan. That's Ellie Reagan. That's R-A-G as in goal, I-N. Date of birth, January 1st, 2016. And she has been missing since June 19th of 2022. Once again, that's Ellie Reagan. That's R-A-G-I-N. And they're saying she would be the age of 8 now. City missing from Northfield, Minnesota. Missing from Northfield, Minnesota. Medium complexion, 3'6", 45 pounds, medium brown hair, brown eyes. Once again, 3'6", with a medium complexion, about 45 pounds, with medium brown hair, brown eyes. Circumstances. Police began the investigation when they discovered the body of her mother, Lisa Wade. Oh my goodness. Saying police began the investigation when they discovered the body of her mother, Lisa Wade. Investigators say Wade died by suicide. Oh, fuck. So, man, investigators say Wade died by suicide, but the suspect, she was involved in her daughter's disappearance. Saying so they suspect that she was involved in her daughter's disappearance. The last time Reagan was seen was weeks before Wade's body was found. So they're actually, oh man, I hope that the mother didn't do nothing to her, you know what I'm saying? That's what it sounds, yeah. So let's try to find Ellie Reagan, from missing from Northfield, Minnesota. Female, black, medium, 3'6", 45 pounds. Brown hair, medium length, and brown eyes, y'all. So they're saying that the last time Reagan was seen was weeks before Wade's body was found. And they're saying that police began this investigation when they discovered the body of her mother, Lisa Wade. Investigators say Wade died by suicide. So her mom killed herself. But they're saying that they suspect she was involved in her daughter's disappearance. This shit sounds nutty, doesn't it? This whole case sounds weird. I'm gonna have to do some more digging into that one. Yeah, that sounds... There's more to that. We're going to do some digging onto that. I'm going to make a mark and do some more research on this Ellie Reagan person. Okay, for some reason, Minnesota only had one page on there. So, yeah, I don't know if something was wrong with it or whatever, but I tried to scroll on to page 2 and it wouldn't pop anything up. So, we're going to go to Illinois for now and do a few of those and see if we can put some information out here for our neighbors down in Illinois and see if we can help find some missing people. So this first individual's name is Malcolm Abington. That's A, B as in boy, B as in boy, I, N as in Nancy, G, T, O, N as in Nancy. Once again, that's Malcolm Abington, missing from Chicago, Illinois. Date of birth, January 1st, 1993. And he's been missing since June 29th of 2013. So he's been missing for about, 11 years? Yeah, missing for about 11 years. They feel he is endangered. Missing from Chicago, Illinois once again. Male, black, medium complexion, 5'8", about 190 pounds, short black hair, brown eyes. Once again, medium complexion, about 5'8", 190 pounds, short black hair with brown eyes. And they're saying, last location seen, near the 4200 block of West 21st Street, North Lawndale neighborhood on the west side of Chicago. So once again, they're saying the last place he was seen was in the 4200 block of West 21st Street in the North Lawndale neighborhood on the city's west side. Last seen wearing, he was last seen wearing a white t-shirt, blue jeans, black Air Force One shoes, and a black hoodie. So once again, he had on a white t-shirt, blue jeans, some black ones, and a black hoodie. And they're saying he has a scar on his left forearm. So once again, if y'all have any information on Malcolm Abington, hit that number up at 877-97-BAMFI. So I'm going to take a little smoke break. Y'all enjoy the music. I'm going to turn the music up. I'll be back literally in like, I don't know, 8 or 9 seconds, y'all. So don't go nowhere. Want to have a cigarette, baby?
Sure.
Because I need a little break and I need to sip some water real quick. Okay. The next individual that we're going to help try to see if we can locate in Illinois is Yasmin Acree. That's Y-A-S, M as in Mary, I-N as in Nancy, Acree. That's A-C-R-E-E. Yasmin Acree. Missing from Chicago, Illinois. Date of birth is 10/25/1992. And she has been missing since January 15th of 2008, y'all. So she has been missing for, 16 years. Yep. Yasmin Acree, missing since January 15th of 2008 from Chicago, Illinois. And her middle name is Rayon. That's R-A-Y-O-N, as in Nancy. Her case type is endangered. Missing from Chicago, Illinois, once again. Female, black, medium complexion, 5'1", about 125 pounds. Shoulder-length black hair, brown eyes. No glasses or contacts. Once again, 5'1", about 125 pounds, shoulder-length black hair with brown eyes. Once again, that's Yasmin Rayon Acree. Last location, last seen, they say photo was shown, age progressed to 23 years. Yasmin was last seen at home with her mother's boyfriend. Uh-oh. And that is all the information they have. They don't have any circumstances, no identifying marks, none of that stuff. So basically, I just have her name. If you guys would be interested in going on this website once again and helping look, so you can look at some of the pictures, that would be awesome. So once again, Yasmin Rayon Acree, if you have any information on her, please hit that number up, because they don't provide very much information. Other than that, she's 5'1", 125, with shoulder length, black hair, and brown eyes. And she's a medium complexion. And the last time she was seen was at home with her mother's boyfriend. So that smells like some bullshit to me. Okay, the next individual that we're going to try to help get found is Davina Blackman. Davina Blackman, missing from Chicago, Illinois. Date of birth, January 1st, 2011. And she's been missing since March 6th of 2024. Once again, Davina Blackman, missing from Chicago, Illinois. And she has been missing since March 6th of 2024. They have her case type down as endangered. And she is age 13 now. Female, black, medium complexion, about 5'2", 90 pounds, with shoulder-length black hair and brown eyes. No glasses or contacts. Once again, 5'2", about 90 pounds, medium complexion, shoulder-length black hair brown eyes, and she would be 13 years old now. She is 13 years old. We're talking about, we're speaking present tense. Location last seen. They say Davina was last seen March 6, 2024 in the 4200 block of South Lawrence. Once again, Davina was last seen March 6, 2024 in the 4200 block of South St. Lawrence Street. And that's all the information that they have on Davina Blackman. So if you have any information, hit that number up. Davina Blackman. And the last individual we're going to do for the day is Deshaun Brown. Deshaun Brown, missing from Chicago, Illinois. Date of birth, January 1st, 2005, and he's been missing since August 8th of 2018. Once again, this is Deshaun Brown. He's been missing since 2018, so he's been missing for about 6 years now, and they have him down as endangered. This is male, black, medium complexion, 5'1", about 135 pounds, with short black hair, brown eyes. They're saying last seen on 626 South Clark Street in the South Loop. Once again, location last seen was 626 South Clark Street in the South Loop. Last seen, he was wearing a black and orange Nike shirt, brown shoes, knee-high black socks, and black shoes. Once again, they're saying he had on a black and orange Nike t-shirt with some brown shoes, knee-high black socks, and black shoes. That's all the information that they have on Deshaun Brown. So once again, you know what I'm saying, he's 5'1", 135 pounds, with short black hair, and he will be 19 years old now. So go help look for this individual. We're going to do one more. Tianda Bradley. Tianda Bradley, missing from Chicago, Illinois. Date of birth, January 20th, 1991. And she has been missing since July 6th of 2001. So she's been missing for 23 years, y'all. Tianda Bradley, missing from Chicago, Illinois. They have her down as endangered. Female, black, medium complexion, 4'2", 70 pounds, shoulder length black hair with brown eyes. And they're saying that she will be 33 years old now. Last seen, or circumstances of disappearance, I'm sorry. They're saying on July 6, 2001, 10-year-old Tianda Z. Bradley and her sister, 3-year-old Diamond Yvette Bradley, were reported missing to the Chicago Police Department in Chicago, Illinois. According to their mother, a note written by Tianda was found stating that the two girls were going to the store and to the school playground. An extensive search of the area and surrounding neighborhood met with negative results. Tianda was last seen wearing green ponytail holders in her hair. They're saying Tianda Bradley has a light complexion, slim build, and wears her hair in a long ponytail. At the time of her disappearance, she had a scrape in her on her left calf. She is described as being shy with strangers and loves to run track and dance. So if you have any information on Tianda Z. Bradley, missing from Chicago, Illinois, she'd be 33 years old now. 4'2", 70 pounds. This is at the time of disappearance. They have an age-enhanced photo of what she would look like now, so please go on the website again. This is the Black and Missing Foundation website. Go on there and look at the photos and see if we can help find Tianda. They're saying she was last seen wearing green ponytail holders in her hair. She has a light complexion, slim build, and they're saying that she's shy around strangers and loves to run track and dance. So we're going to get out of here for today. I may come on and do more later, but this is probably going to end up being a two-episoder. So I can, you know, take more time and read some more names and see if we can help get some individuals found. So with that, I'm going to get out of here. Once again, this is the Black and Missing Foundation website. And you can go on there and do your own research if you're interested. And you can also hit them with a donation. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure that could really help in their endeavors. So with that, we're going to get out of here. Going to probably go make me something to eat. Chill for a little bit. And then get ready for the NBA play-in tournament tonight. The Lakers and stuff play tonight. Getting ready for the Bucks coming up for their playoffs starting. See if Giannis can get healthy. And we get the rest of the team going. And we can get see if we can win us another championship here down here in Milwaukee. But on a more serious note, once again, y'all go on this Black and Missing Foundation and see if you can help find some black and brown people. I know their families probably miss them and loved ones and all that kind of stuff. So with that, I'm going to get out of here. And I just want to say, enjoy the rest of your day. Do something good for somebody. And until the next one, I'll say peace and go do something good for somebody. And we'll roll out with a little bit of music here for an end. This is some John Coltrane. For the jazz people out there. So I'm going to play this for about a minute or two and then get out of here. And until the next one, stay safe out here and I'll holler at y'all soon. Peace. Hi, baby.
Hi.
Are you hungry? Don't mind the little conversation in the back. We're just figuring out where we're eating and stuff. No, but enjoy the music.
Mm-hmm.
Good to go?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm
got the CNN on. Yeah. Trump's going down. State charges on his ass.